RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Spider-Man Far From Home, now playing in area theaters.
Spider-Man Far From Home arrives with a different tone than the more serious and consequential Infinity War / Endgame duo, and lighter than the recent girl power Captain Marvel entry. Disney releases the teenaged superhero's new installment to coincide with summer vacation's start, with the not-subtle line, "I think Nick Fury just hijacked our summer vacation." Peter Parker reappeared from nothing dust, along with 50% of the other human beings on Earth not too long ago, and all he wants to do is travel Europe with school chums and agonize over the perfect time and place to express his true feelings to MJ, his sweetheart crush. But the superhero business keeps being a third wheel. Sometimes a kid just wants to be a kid, but these water and fire monsters are such a pain in the neck, preventing him from coming out and declaring, "No, MJ, I mean I like you." That is about as deep as Far From Home will take you. What a U-turn. It was only cinematic weeks ago that Tony Stark sacrificed himself to destroy Thanos, repair the universe, and turn on the waterworks for millions of moviegoers. The only waterworks in Far From Home is when the water monster drenches the already soggy city of Venice. Perhaps Marvel fans deserve a break from all the melancholy and the deaths of some beloved characters and are more than eager to join Peter and the gang, traveling around Europe's larger metropolitan areas. Far From Home's director, John Watts, owes a debt of gratitude to earlier European travel comedies, like National Lampoon's European Vacation and Eurotrip. Spider-Man's location-based and cultural laugh lines swim in the same comedic subgenre as the Griswolds. Peter, played by Tom Holland, wants nothing to do with a new adventure. He opts not to answer Nick Fury's phone calls. He chooses to not pack his Spider-Man costume for the trip. Peter will be a civilian until he is good and ready to cross back into the realm of being the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. But trouble follows the hormonal teen pack wherever they seem to go. In Venice, an elemental water monster tears apart the Bridge of Sighs until a new superhero arrives out of nowhere to mop it up. Meet Mysterio, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. Mysterio is from Earth, but another Earth, one that was destroyed by the elementals along with his family. These monsters moved on to our dimension, and unless Mysterio and Fury can convince Spider-Man to help, our world may be destroyed too. Since it's from another dimension, that means there is a multiverse, blah blah blah, don't worry about it, nobody really tries to explain it. Peter gushes like a fanboy when he learns about the multiverse. But Quentin Beck, Mysterio's real name, comes to his defense with a reassuring, "Never apologize for being the smartest person in the room." Beck recognizes Peter wants out and lends him a supportive ear to vent at. Far From Home's monster villains are the opposite of Thanos, meaning they lack a point of view and intriguing plans. They just scream and break stuff. There's a familiar, it turns out the myths are real plot device. These dirt, water, and fire elementals are as engaging as the tornadoes from Twister. They have the same personalities. The script by Chris McKenna and Eric Summers presents a very believable teenager. The world is ending. Its great cities are torn to shreds. The other Avengers are either dead, off-world, or busy. But all Peter can think about is how this nonsense is getting in the way of some one-on-one time with MJ, played by Zendaya. MJ shows conflicting signals on whether or not she would reciprocate, but there is a competing suitor involved, inept chaperones to ditch, and hovering over everything else, it appears Iron Man expected Peter to carry on his legacy, carry the torch, and become an Avengers leader. Stark left Peter special glasses, which interface into a hyper-advanced artificial intelligence program, which lays the world at Peter's feet. His first action is to delete an embarrassing photo of himself off his rival's cell phone. These worries and subsequent actions tailor the film to toward Marvel's younger viewers, perhaps ones who were not ready for this level of blockbuster when Iron Man number 1 first rolled off the line. The levity means less investment, less consequences, less depth. Amusing one-liners and moments when Peter finally faces his destiny will carry you through, but Far From Home is easily a lesser entry in the franchise. That is why I give Spider-Man Far From Home 2 out of 4 stars.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.